Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Later on in the show, we'll have a review of a new film called Arbitrage, starring Richard Gere, Susan Sarandon, and Tim Roth. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're actually going to feature music written for films starring Mr. Richard Gere, and we're going to begin with a truly tremendous score. I don't know if the music on the show today is ever going to get better than it is in this opening segment, because this is a stunning work by Ennio Morricone, written for Terrence Malick's film Days of Heaven. Take a listen and enjoy. music from Days of Heaven, mostly written by Ennio Morricone, with a significant assist, of course, from Camille Saint-Saëns, some music from Carnival of the Animals. Really tremendous stuff. Next up, we move along to a film released in the early 1990s, one of the more popular films of Richard Gere's career, in which he co-starred with Julia Roberts, called Pretty Woman. Let's take a listen. Amiable music written for Pretty Woman by composer James Newton Howard. Not a particularly good film, but one which has remained quite popular over the past couple of decades nonetheless. Let's move along to 1992 and a not-so-popular erotic thriller of sorts called Final Analysis, which starred Richard Gere and Kim Basinger. Let's take a listen to this score by George Fenton. Solid thriller music with more than a trace of Bernard Herrmann in that selection by George Fenton, written for Final Analysis. Next up, another of my favorites of the scores we're featuring on the program today. This is an atypically lush work from composer Danny Elfman, written for a movie called Summersby. Wonderful string work throughout this score. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
fine work by Danny Elfman written for the film Summersby. Actually, if you listen closely, more than a few small hints of the themes that Elfman would develop later for Sam Raimi's Spider-Man films. Let's continue now with our exploration of music from the films of actor Richard Gere on the program today, and move ahead to a pretty fun movie which starred Gere and Edward Norton called Primal Fear. Take a listen. A moody, jazz-tinged score by James Newton Howard, written for Primal Fear. Next up, an appropriately regal effort from the great Jerry Goldsmith, written for a movie which co-starred Sean Connery, Julia Ormond, and Mr. Richard Gere, called First Night. Enjoy. Thank you. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music from film starring Richard Gere on the program today. Next up, a score from composer Thomas Newman, written for a thriller called Red Corner. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Composer Thomas Newman bringing his typically eclectic array of percussion and instrumental idea to his score for Red Corner. Next up, a bit of original score and a bit of singing as well. This is music by Danny Elfman and also by the legendary team of Candor and Ebb, written for Chicago. Take a listen.
Disgusting, razzle dazzle them, and they'll never catch wise. Give them the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle them. Give them a show that's so splendiferous, row after row, row of vociferous. Give them the old flim flam flummox. Fool and fracture them. How can they hear the truth above the roar? Throw them a fake and off a niggle. They'll never know you're just a bagel. Razzle dazzle them. And they'll beg you for more. Give them the old double whammy. Days in Dizium. Back since the days of old Methuselah. The big bamboozler. Give them the old three-ring circus. Stun and stagger 'em. When you're in trouble, go into your dance. Though you are stiffer than a girder, they'll let you get away with murder. Razzle dazzle 'em. And you got a romance. Give 'em the old razzle-dazzle, razzle-dazzle 'em. Show 'em the first-rate sorcerer you are. Long as you keep 'em spot, you got no talents. Razzle dazzle 'em.
Razzle dazzle
'em. And they'll make you a star.
On that second piece, of course, Mr. Richard Gere himself performing Razzle Dazzle, and the piece before that written by Danny Elfman, both of those from the film Chicago. Next up, we have an interesting score written for a middling movie called Unfaithful, which co-starred Gere and Diane Lane. The score by a guy named Jan A.P. Kaczmarek. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music written for the film Unfaithful by Jan A.P. Kaczmarek. Next up, we go back to the early 1980s in a score by Jack Nitzsche, written for An Officer and a Gentleman. Let's take a listen to that memorable main theme.
We'll be right back.
music by Jack Nitzsche, written for An Officer and a Gentleman. Now time to move along to this week's movie review of a new film called Arbitrage. In recent times, moviegoers have been treated to several effective examinations of Wall Street corruption, from Wall Street Money Never Sleeps to Margin Call to Too Big to Fail. Nicholas Jarecki's directorial debut, Arbitrage, covers similar territory, but manages to look at white-collar corruption from enough fresh angles to compensate for that. This is a thoughtful, engaging flick, which begins as a slick thriller, but eventually transforms into a striking portrait of a powerful man's soullessness. Richard Gere stars as Robert Miller, a billionaire CEO currently in the process of attempting to sell his company, before anyone discovers that he's on far shakier financial ground than his record books indicate. It's clear that Robert is running out of time. Other businessmen involved in the transaction are growing impatient with him, and Robert's daughter, played by Britt Marling, has begun to notice some significant discrepancies in his record. All of this would be bad enough, but when Robert finds himself accidentally involved in the death of another person, things turn really nasty. Now Robert is forced to throw a Hail Mary pass in the hopes of defeating the valiant efforts of the police detective, played by Tim Roth, who is determined to take him down. There's a measure of Hitchcockian suspense present in Arbitrage, a particularly unfortunate title, I must admit, but it's a bit subverted this time around. Our desperate protagonist is guilty of absolutely everything people suspect him of being guilty of. This isn't a lovable Ocean's Eleven-style crook. This is a merciless, self-serving businessman who's willing to trample on anyone if it means saving his own skin. It's easy to talk yourself into all sorts of things if you're willing to overlook something like basic human decency. The film's personal touch is an important one, as the movie is less about the twisty scenario it's concocted, which is fun but hardly remarkable, and more about how willing Gere is to sacrifice the most important things in life for the sake of saving his own skin. In the end, it's a rather ferocious indictment of the sort of impersonal, heartless mindset which permeates the business world. After watching the film, try watching one of the 24-hour finance channels for a while and see how effectively Robert has been pieced together from the sort of people who populate that particular world. Richard Gere is precisely the right man for the role. He does a fine job of capturing the sort of aloof disconnectedness the role requires. In one perfect little touch, one of Robert's acquaintances announces that he's going to be buying an Applebee's location. "What's an Applebee's?" says Robert. This is a man who has been out of touch with the real world for a very long time. He's also a man who's under the impression that he can buy his way out of almost any problem because, well, he can. Gere's fine work is supported by a nice turn from Susan Sarandon and his long-suffering wife, and by a typically commanding piece of work from Tim Roth as the scruffy, scrappy cop pursuing him. Some slightly uneven pacing and a plot which isn't quite as tight as it ought to be prevent Arbitrage from really hitting greatness, but it's involving throughout, features an exceptional central performance, and effectively delivers a turbulent emotional kick during its closing scenes. It's a fine debut from Nicholas Jarecki, which has me looking forward to whatever he does next. I give it a rating of 3 stars out of 4. And, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later. Caress.
satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow through your heart, for wild is a wind. Like a leaf clings to a tree.